I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Coptic Christian in Egypt has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for a Facebook post. Abdu Adel was accused of blasphemy in July and arrested when his post compared Jesus with the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The courts convicted Adel of insulting Islam in the first degree. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Muslim extremists in Egypt are using a variety of tactics to target Coptic Christians, from legal measures to violence to restricting church activities. VOM Canada is encouraging Egypt's persecuted church.
Often that may look like, how do we get Bibles into countries? How do we encourage new believers in the faith and disciple them? And so we look for ways that we can do that, working with the church in Egypt.
And ever wonder what life is like for Christians in the global church? Well, this week we're running a series looking through the window at Christian life around the world. We'll have a chance to talk with people from Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. But first, we're starting with a believer from Tunisia, whom we're calling Sarah for security purposes.
Some people are persecuted by their families, especially young people who accepts Jesus. And some spouses from their spouse, because everyone in Tunisia is from a Muslim background.
In Tunisia, it's illegal to evangelize, but God is still moving. And Sarah says a lot of young people are coming to Christ. So pray for believers in Tunisia. You can learn more about life as a Christian in Tunisia at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This olive wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.